Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
Ladies, are you worried about putting on baby weight during pregnancy? But how do you actually know if exercise is safe? Well, to find out that answer, joining me today is wellness expert and yoga guru, Heidi Christopher. Heidi, how are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you? Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, Heidi, it's a pleasure. And Heidi, you are pregnant, is that correct?
I am very pregnant. I am 6.5 months of twins.
Oh my goodness, congratulations. So new mom soon to be. How are you feeling? Is everything going well? Is everything as expected?
Well, I don't think anything is as expected in pregnancy. But, I mean, I think that's sort of the beauty of it. You have to sort of be open and flexible and go with the flow, which is very yoga, which is great. But yeah, I'm feeling great because I have been exercising during my pregnancy. And I really attribute that to how well I am feeling right now.
It is amazing. I mean, pregnancy is a 9-month marathon. It could be an extreme obstacle course. I saw this when my wife was pregnant with our son, Max. It was, you know, she's stretching here. She's doing the best things, but she was so scared sometimes that maybe she's doing too much or not enough. Why is that? Should women feel so scared about exercising during pregnancy, Heidi?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, if you look at all of the research, there's been so much research done, and people are scared. You don't want to harm your baby in any way, shape, or form. You know, for most of us, we want these babies to, you know, we've been wanting them, and we really want them, and we are so scared to do anything, and it's the first time in our lives where it's like, oh, well, what I'm doing could impact another life and not just me. You know, so where you've been so sure of how your body reacts to certain exercises your whole life, all of a sudden there's this unknown that's growing inside of you that you just want to nurture, and you don't want to do anything to hurt that little baby or babies, depending. But, you know, research has shown that exercise has, you know, it promotes blood flow. It aids in pregnancy a lot because it gets more oxygen to your baby. It gets blood flow to your baby. It helps you as the mom be happier. It helps you sleep better, which of course helps the baby grow better. It helps you take better care of yourself. And when you're taking better care of yourself, you're taking better care of your baby, of course. And, you know, your mood is better and you have less back pain to deal with all of the body changes going on in pregnancy. And it really helps with all of the common pregnancy problems. Mm-hmm. Where exercise gets tricky is, you know, what is too much, right?
Sure.
Because now, it's, you know, how much is too much, you have to sort of tone it down. And I mean, for me, I love my power yoga and I love my inversions and I love my soul cycle, which for anyone who doesn't know is a really intense spinning class. And, you know, as you progress in your pregnancy, things, your body changes and things get harder. And your job as the mom now is to listen really closely to your body and pay very close attention to anything that's happening. And just, you know, respect that and not do absolutely anything that feels wrong. Because if you listen, you'll hear and feel all of those signs really loudly.
Interesting. You're almost going into that protective mode now, yeah, even prior to the pregnancy. Now, let me ask you a question. A lot of women that are listening to this are saying, okay, I understand that. It's going to increase my circulation. The back pain is going to reduce that. What are the first steps? Like, what should a woman do when they're looking for exercise? Is it just to go walk? Is it maybe to go walk up and down stairs? What would you say the first step?
Stairs are hard. That's like the first thing that gets really hard. It's so funny you say that because we were at an airport very early in my pregnancy and we had this long layover. And I was like, okay, well, let's just walk the whole length of the airport and all the different terminals and walk up the stairs instead of the, you know, because I wanted to get my blood flowing. And we walked up the stairs instead of taking the escalators. And I was like, for me is not normal. So I was like, okay, stairs aren't okay for me, you know, like, because the elevation changes is actually tricky for pregnant women because you have all this extra blood volume flowing through you, which makes that particular thing tricky. Walking is amazing. That is a great place to start. I mean, the best place to start is what did you do before pregnancy? You know, pregnancy is not the time to start training for a marathon. It's not, it's really not the time to start a new strenuous activity. Mm-hmm. What all of my doctors have told me, and you know, from all the research I've read, what they've said is that it's really great to continue with the activities that your body's already accustomed to. And, mm-hmm. you know, of course, you will have to tone it down a notch or two. And for anyone in their first trimester who has to deal with any sort of morning sickness or extreme fatigue, you know, they probably won't feel like doing it at the intensity that they did pre-pregnancy. So that's another way your body sort of smacks you in place and says, okay, you're pregnant and this is not right for you right now.
I really like that tip, Heidi, about not starting something new. I know my wife was going through her pregnancy with Max, is that, you know, she's like, maybe I should do this and maybe I should try something different. And her doctor gave her the same advice. Don't start anything new, because what if you have trouble with balance? What if you fall? Then you get so worried. So it is so true. And that's what I was going to ask you. What would you say people or women should avoid? And it is true. Don't start anything new. But are there any certain exercises that, you know, you as a fitness and wellness expert have seen women who are pregnant doing that you're like, oh my gosh, they shouldn't be doing that?
Well, it's personal, obviously, for each person because what they're used to, but yes. I mean, you know, general really safe exercises for women who are pregnant are walking and swimming and cycling on stationary bikes. Mm-hmm. My doctors gave me the smackdown because I love getting around. You know, I live in New York, and for me, I think the most efficient way of getting around this city is bike riding. And they put the kibosh on that really early for me because, as you mentioned, the balance changes so much because you have this, you know, weight mass in your abdomen that's never been there before. And so anything that's risky like that, where, like, you could hit a pothole and fall, is that really worth losing your pregnancy over? Absolutely not. You know, switch your mode of transportation for the next few months. It's not going to kill you.
No, it is.
Yeah, and so there's also, like, rules to avoid in pregnancy, like general rules, would be clothes twisting. So, for example, if you love your yoga, you just stop doing closed twists. That's a really simple thing to stop doing. Anything where your arm reaches across your body and constricts your abdomen, that's really bad for your baby. You're turning off the blood flow. You know, and as your belly grows, obviously you don't want to do anything on your belly because that's smushing your baby, but that probably is going to feel really wrong for you anyway. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that doesn't maybe come naturally to your head during pregnancy is that you should avoid doing exercises on your back after the first trimester because the blood flow actually gets cut off to the uterus and the baby when you're on your back because of all of the heavy pressure that's on your abdomen and uterus when you're on your back. So it's not super safe to do that. And they say, you know, no jumping during the third trimester. And, of course, as you get more and more pregnant, nothing, like, you know, weightlifting is totally fine, but you have to scale it down, just like the intensity of a cardio workout that you have to scale down. You just have to respect your body, respect your baby, respect your pregnancy, and anything that makes you strain or grunt, you shouldn't be doing. And my favorite rule of thumb for exercising during pregnancy is you should always be able to talk during whatever you're doing.
Sort of like a talk test while you're running. If you cannot talk, know that you're working at a high intensity. I really, really like that, the talk test. So basically, don't start anything new.
Yeah.
Give yourself the talk test. Stay off mm-hmm. your back as the trimesters increase. Anything else? I mean, my wife, as she went into her second and third trimester, was on a chair doing arm circles just to stay active.
Yeah.
Is there anything, that one thing that women might want to say, wow, I never thought about that?
Well, I mean, you know, anything that makes, you know what it is, Jay? It's anything that makes you feel good is what mm-hmm. you should do. Anything that makes you happy, anything that makes you, so if your wife felt good doing arm circles, I totally can sympathize with that because all of a sudden, chaturangas with my twin belly,
yeah.
I'm not, you know, that's a halfway down push-up for anyone who doesn't do yoga.
Well, Heidi, thank you so much and staying good. To learn more about exercises during pregnancy, you can always go to my homepage at radiomd.com. I'm Jake Cardiello. Stay well.